So, as I mentioned, now that we're at the beach, you know, we're still going to go ahead and do the presidential election type of topic. And so I wanted to do this for 5 weeks leading up to the election, which is only 2 weeks away now. We got 2 weeks. And there's a lot of struggle in all of us. I heard somebody say, you know what, why don't we have Obama do a month to month until we figure this mess out? I thought that was kind of funny because everybody seems to be like, I don't know what's going to happen. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about how much of the election isn't so much about the candidates themselves as it is who they're going to put into the Supreme Court. Out of 9 offices, there's a possibility of putting 5 new justices into the Supreme Court within the next 4 years. That's a huge swing vote. And so we talked about from Clinton and from Trump's statements who they would put in there. We talked about those things and looking at it as more than just the candidates themselves, but what's the impact that they're going to have. So we sort of talked about those things. And then last week it was really good because we really dug into the political prayer preparation. Do you remember that? We talked about praying. We talked about how only God can fix the mess. Only God can do these things. So we challenged you on the importance of prayer, and if anything's going to change, it's going to be because of God. So we have to keep prayer as our focus, and we continue to do that for the next couple of weeks and for the future too, to see what's going to happen with the president and all of these things. Ultimately, it's in God's hands. This week, I've titled this one, Walking in the Old Paths. Now, for those of you seasoned House of Gracers, if that's a word, we've talked about this. We've talked about how in Jeremiah 6:16, there's that importance of walking in the old ways. We've talked about it a lot, but I feel like it's something that we just need to keep bringing up and reiterating and regurgitating and putting into our minds. So most marketing today relies on our unhappiness and our discontentment, right? Because our current life isn't good enough, so we need the new next big thing, right? And so if I was selling you a car, even like at the beginning of the year, maybe 6 months ago or something like that, I wasn't even selling you the 2016 model. I was already selling you the 2017 model. And guaranteedly, if you'd bought that from me 6 months ago, it was the nicest thing. But as of this point, 6 months later, you'd be bored with it. You'd be done with it. It's got all the kids' stains on it. It's got all kinds of different things, right? New car smell is gone. If I'm selling you a car now, it's not even the 2017, it's the 2018. We just can't wait to grasp at seemingly the newest and the best, but it just fades in whatever it is. And we're always trying to grasp for the new. We want progress. We get enticed by candidates who say, I promise change. But they don't actually identify what that change might be. They just say there's going to be progress. We're going to do something, I don't know, but it'll be better and you'll like it, right? It's newer, so you'll like it. And so, they, you know, there's no concrete plans. There's no real beliefs or anything like that. Flip-flops just depending upon their benefactors and what they want to do. And so that's hard for us to rely on, because we rely on God. It's hard to rely on a man or a woman to fill that office and to do that. And that's a good thing. We shouldn't rely on that. So we should rely on God. What would be that solution? We can't escape it on our own. So let's go ahead and read from Jeremiah 6:16. It says, Thus says the Lord, Stand in the ways and see. Remember, we've been talking about faith. It's not just belief in nothing, right? You have the elements of our 5 senses being put to use. So we stand in the way and see and ask for the old paths where the good way is. And like Mike was saying, walk in it. Action, right? Walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. God has painted this perfect picture. He's told them exactly what's going to happen. It sounds awesome, but we will not walk in it. So first we see that it is the Lord who said this. If it's the Lord who said it, it must be the best thing for us. Of course, we would have had to apply faith. We have to know this God in order to know that that's the best thing for us. But the majority of us have put our faith in some way or another in the Lord, so we know that this is the best thing. And so, it is the Lord who has said this, not a person, right? Must be believed and heeded, which is listening with the intent to take action, right? Second, if we stand in God's way, we talked about that over the last couple of days when I was talking about the Red Sea, when I was talking about the Jordan River, right? They were supposed to stand and then they take that action. It's that preemptive peace and rest for a second and then you walk, right? And so we stand in God's way. God's way is different than our way. God's path is different than our path. It's full of truth and correctness and it can be seen. It's a visual thing that you can actually see which way to go. And it's proven. Thirdly, we are able to ask. We are able to ask. And so I challenge you to ask. We're able to ask for the old paths. Doesn't have to be bright, shiny, and new. Maybe it's actually well-worn and proven. So we can ask for the old paths. So who do we ask? Do we ask politicians? I don't think so. Do we ask entertainers who have many, many views, which are mostly crap, right? Do we ask politicians? Do we ask entertainers? No. We ask the only one who can actually grant our requests. God is the only one capable of fulfilling His promise. It is the Lord who said this. It must be His promise, right? He names it here. I love it, because sometimes we miss it. Then you will find rest for your souls. You will find rest for your souls. But before we receive that rest that we so long for and that the world longs for, whether they actually know that that's actually what they're looking for, before we receive that rest, there are two things that we must keep in mind. What are the caveats here? We must choose the good way. We must take action by walking in the path, right? You have to choose the good way. You don't get to choose the okay one or the bad one and expect good solutions to come out of it. And so, you choose the good way. And what happens on a path? Do you just sit on the path and think this is a great path? Or do you walk that path, right? You have to be walking and you have to take that action. So, I exhort you today to trade in modern marketing, the slogans and sound bites that are all around us. And I encourage you to trade those in for a peace that passes all understanding. Instead, heed the Lord and ask for the old paths. Sure, it's easier to flip on the news in the morning or to check the internet's newest article on what a candidate said at 3 a.m. on the toilet, right? If any of you know what I'm talking about. If you want to keep that anxiety in your life, if you want to trust in people's wisdom, then that is your own fault. I'm here to tell you right now, that's your own fault. You want to keep the anxiety? Great. Your own fault. I encourage you to find rest by walking in the good way. This scripture in Jeremiah is exciting because it gives us hope. It is also terrifying because it ends with Israel answering God in defiance, specifically knowing who they're talking to and what that promise is, and they answer Him in defiance, we will not walk in it. And so, United States Christians of 2016, will we walk in it? Let me go ahead and pray. Lord, thank You for this time. Thank You that we're reminded consistently, at least each Sunday. I pray that it would also be a reminder every time that we see a slogan or a soundbite or the internet or whatever, whenever we see the candidates' faces, whenever we think of those things, instead of terror welling up within us, instead of getting nervous and anxiety and all these different things, we just say, you know what? It's not about them. It's about You, God. And then we pray for that presidential election. We pray for our current leaders, and we pray for our future leaders. As we talked about last week, we pray for the spiritual leaders, whether it's a small church, a big church. Maybe it's an international organization that does amazing things on the mission field. Whoever it is, these people who are the spiritual infrastructure, Lord, we just pray for them to be able to have those witnessing opportunities to those men and women in all branches of the government here and around the world, because we choose to have your name be placed first. We want you to be preeminent, Jesus, and we pray for you to go out mightily, that the Holy Spirit would pinprick everyone's heart, chip away, Lord. We pray for massive revival. We pray for salvation ultimately for everyone, because that's what we need. We don't just care about the president. We care about all of these things, Lord, and we pray that we would walk in the good ways, in your ways, Lord. We choose to stand for you and what you stand for. We thank you so much for this time, and I just pray that you would bless Troy as he brings this Sunday morning message. We can't wait to hear what you say through him. In Jesus' name, amen.